The response in Europe among many of America's traditional allies was generally one of skepticism. Matthias Rueb, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says the president's second inaugural did little to diminish the prevailing skepticism in Europe about a second Bush term, even though many people respect the ideas of freedom and democracy that America stands for.
People would embrace those ideas, but they really don't trust this Bush administration. And I think it will be a hard sell for this second Bush administration, especially for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, to regain this trust in Europe amongst these European partners.
Mr. Rueb says the most remarkable reaction came from the chairman of Germany's Green Party, which is part of the governing coalition.
And he said that with his inaugural speech, actually the president was besmirching the notion of freedom itself. Bush is hijacking the notion of freedom for a kind of imperialistic policy. And actually, I think that's quite a widespread opinion about a second Bush term. All in all, people are quite pessimistic, and within even the governing party, people have been upset about the inaugural address.
Journalist Willie Lam, a Hong Kong-based China analyst, said the Chinese leadership closely monitored President Bush's speech, but has kept to what he calls their fairly cautious stance in commenting on Sino-U.S. relations.
I think they have reiterated their opposition to unilateralism as well as their conviction that there should be a more equitable world order, kind of a multipolar world order without the domination of a single state. However, the leadership has been careful not to pinpoint individual U.S. leaders or to come across as excessively aggressive. Behind the scenes, however, according to sources in Beijing as well as other Chinese media, it's quite obvious that the leadership is concerned that Mr. Bush has pinpointed six countries where he said he hoped there would be speeded up changes in the direction of construction of a democratic state. Beijing is quite close to several of these countries, including North Korea, Myanmar or Burma, and Iran.
London-based Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh, who is director of the Center for Arab-Iranian Studies, says the Iranian government was not pleased by President Bush's inaugural address, but the people and the press were more receptive.
As far as the people of Iran concerned, they almost welcomed the speech from all sectors of the society. Because for the Iranian at the moment, the only hopes to have better life and to have some sort of democracy established in Iran is to rely on American support. I don't think the Iranian government, they were very happy with the speech. And the Iranian in diaspora, they also welcomed the speech. I've spoken to some of them recently, and they all said that this was one of the best speeches they ever heard.
Rami Khoury, editor of the Beirut Daily Star, says the prevalent reaction throughout the Arab world to President Bush's second inaugural was that the message was nice, but the messenger is not credible.
The United States has spent the last 40 years broadly supporting the dictators and autocrats and non-democratic regimes while talking about human rights and freedom and democracy and all that. So there just is not much credibility. And the biggest single reason is probably the fact that American policies in general, and particularly in the last 3 years, 4 years under Bush, have tightened the occupation of the Palestinians under Israeli rule rather than promoted Palestinian freedoms. There is a small minority that I think is enthusiastic about what he says. They want the U.S. to be interventionist, but the vast majority of people here are skeptical.
Journalists from the Arab world, Europe, China, and Iran agree that the response to President Bush's second inaugural address closely mirrors their country's reaction to the Bush administration's foreign policy in his first term. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.